The Eastside Farmers Market was created with some of the underserved in mind, and the East Side, which is like a food desert. So we wanted to bring fresh food to the local community there. And it will be on every Monday, July through September. So the farmers will come out at the Sangamon County Department of Public Health in their parking lot, set up from 8:30 to 12:30, and sell their fresh produce.
How many vendors are going to be at the farmers market?
Each year we've been growing. This is our third year to have it. And this year we have about five or six so far. It's still a little early in the season. We're hoping for more, of course. But right now we have about five or six and a very, very good selection of produce.
Why is St. John's putting this on?
One of our major health initiatives has been childhood obesity and health and wellness. So in order to get kids to eat healthy food, we have to provide it for them. And this has been a really good way to serve the demographic on the east side of town. This also includes the state workers and all of the workers that are on that side of town, so they don't have to drive all the way downtown all the time if they don't have a chance. And so many of our families in that area don't have a vehicle that they can get to downtown. So we decided that we would just bring the fresh produce to them where they can get to it easier. And it's worked out really well. It's been a really good way to watch the kids learn about nutrition and watch them learn about different produce. And we have kids that will say, oh, I've never had an eggplant before. What is that? And it's so exciting to watch them learn and to try new things. It's been fantastic.
Where's the location at? Is it near the Sangamon County Public Health Department?
It is right on their parking lot, right out in the parking lot, 2833 South Grand Avenue.
The Eastside Farmers Market hasn't been as busy as other farmers markets in town. Would you still consider it a success so far in the 3 years that you've had it?
Yeah, especially when you look at the growth rate that we've had, the amount of farmers that have come out, and the amount of people. We're starting now to get not only the community members that live in the neighborhood, but we get commuters driving by on their way into town, like coming from the Rochester area and other eastern towns, the smaller towns. The market is open bright and early in the morning, so on their way into work, they can stop and get some fresh produce and hopefully have it in their lunches that day.
How many farmers markets are in Springfield? There's the one in downtown.
There's one in downtown, which is on Wednesday mornings and Saturday mornings. And then our east side one will be on Monday morning starting in July. And then I believe the Springfield Clinic has one at the fairgrounds on Thursday evenings.
I'm talking with Wendy White-Mitter and Mary Rogers. They're with St. John's Hospital, which is sponsoring a farmer's market on Springfield's east side. What sets the east side farmer's market apart from the others in town?
I think the location, that end of town, it just has kind of not had a good variety of produce. And a lot of the families that live on that side, as I said before, don't have a vehicle to get to the downtown farmers market or over to the state fairgrounds. So this is a chance for us to be able to bring the produce to them. And it really is set apart because it reaches people who may not be able to have fresh produce otherwise.
And it is on a bus route.
It is on a bus route. That's
it
right.
Is.
Yes.
The number 11.
And I think another thing that we haven't mentioned yet is the accessibility, because it's so very easy to pull up for our senior population. You can pull your car right up to the vendors, and you don't have to carry your produce very far at all. In fact, our farmers are so kind. They carry the watermelons right to your car. They help people load things, and you can just pull up right there, literally, right next to the vendor. So it makes it very, very easy for our seniors or people with strollers or anything like that, small children.
One unique thing I noticed about this farmer's market is that there will be classes offered as well. Could you tell me a little bit about some of those classes?
We will be having cooking classes, which they will incorporate some of the produce that the farmers have at the market. So if they're selling squash, they will try to make some type of dish that will incorporate the squash in it. So people can learn, because a lot of people buy the squash, they take it home, and it just sits there and rots because they don't know how to cook it. So this way they can come, and the cooking classes will be on Monday evenings from 5:30 to 6:30 at the health department. And so it's an hour class. We have chefs that will come in from St. John's. They are trained chefs, and they will come in and they will teach you, and they will teach you how to cut the squash, and they will teach you how to cook it. They will teach you how to store it. So, you know, they teach you a lot of the basic things that need to be taught in regular cooking classes.
Does it go beyond produce to meat and other things?
Absolutely. I know one of the classes that we offered last year was a class in how to cut up a whole chicken and things like that, so that our families can try to get the biggest bang for their buck when they go to buy food. We try to incorporate some of the making a good, healthy meal on a budget ideas that we teach, and this is a really good way to do that. So we have meals, we have desserts, we have salads. It just really depends, but usually they get a good combination of all of the different skills that they need to cook a healthy meal.
And why is it important to have, aside from the bus route, to have the farmers market outside of the Sangamon County Department of Public Health building?
Yeah, and it's so important. It's so convenient for our families. So many of our families that are raising children utilize the Sangamon County Department of Public Health in so many ways. They get their shots there. They get WIC coupons. And the Eastside Farmers Market, like the downtown farmers market, accepts debit cards, credit cards, cash. It also accepts the SNAP card and the WIC coupons. They get special coupons now through the WIC program that can be turned in for fresh produce, and it works really, really well. They can get their coupons, walk right across the parking lot, and come pick up the fresh produce. And then they can come to the cooking class on Monday night and learn how to cook it. There's no income guidelines for the cooking classes or anything like that. You just need to call and reserve your spot ahead of time, and anyone can take the classes. But we do need reservations for the cooking classes.
Yes, they do need to call 814-4308 to reserve their spot.
And the farmers market starts on July 7th and runs through the end of September?
Correct. The farmers market actually goes July through September, but the cooking classes only go July through August.